Big drive coming up for Lansing, down by three with 5:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Like you said, that drive just went from bad to worse for Trumansburg. Aiden Alexander steps out of bounds on a 9-yard gain, and then second and one turns into second and long, third and long, fourth and long, and then they have to punt it. And the handoff goes to McMillan, and a nice quick tackle by Trumansburg here on first down, Jack Sherry.
And tell you what, Dan, form tackling is going to be incredibly important down the stretch here for Trumansburg, because as we've seen, this Lansing team runs hard, runs angry, and is difficult to bring down. They're a nice tackle by Jack Sherry.
Second and nine coming up after the 1-yard gain by McMillan. Lansing down by three here in the fourth quarter with under 5 minutes to go. 18-15 lead for Trumansburg. Winner makes the playoffs. Two men in motion on the line for Lansing. Shotgun formation. Crandall gets the snap. Fakes the handoff to McMillan. Looking to throw downfield. Crandall now tucking it and finds Kahn for the first down, it looks like.
A really nice play there by Crandall to avoid the pressure. Two Trumansburg Blue Raiders, you know, coming after him with great speed, and he gets the throw off perfectly placed to Eric Kahn, who dropped the interception before, but picks up a first down for Lansing here into Blue Raiders territory, and just under 5 minutes to play now, and Lansing in a good spot.
Looks like they're measuring. It looks like he has the first down from our perspective.
By a pretty solid amount, too.
4:30 left on the clock. And it is a first down for Eric Kahn and the Lansing Bobcats. Great play by Carson Crandall. As he mentioned, he was flushed out of the pocket. That play looked like he was going to be dead, and then he finds Kahn underneath to get the first down. Big drive here as Lansing's trying to tie this game or take the lead here in the fourth quarter.
And Trumansburg's defense has done such a nice job for 3.5 quarters against this Lansing offense. You just got to finish the deal here. You get off the field after this possession, it might be wraps if you can get the ball back to your offense.
Shotgun formation. McMillan gets the handoff, gets a nice gain on first down. A 7-yard gain by McMillan gets to the 40-yard line of Trumansburg.
Anthony McMillan on the carry for Lansing. Gain of 7 on the play, 2nd and 3.
Now 4 minutes on the clock here in the fourth quarter. 2nd and 3 coming up as Lansing continues to move the ball downfield.
And another thing you have to think about if you're Trumansburg here, Lansing is moving the ball pretty well in this possession. If they do take a lead, they're trying to take as much time off the clock as possible and not leave much of a chance for these Blue Raiders.
Crandall gets the snap, fakes the handoff to McMillan, runs up the middle, gets the first down, and he's brought down at the 28.
42, Carson Crandall, the quarterback keeper for the Bobcats. First down, Lansing.
3.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
Lansing asking their crowd, give us a little bit more energy here. They're fired up. Their fans are pretty fired up, and you can hear now Trumansburg fans starting a little defense chant of their own to try and help out their own Blue Raiders.
Clock is running as we approach 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Shotgun formation for Lansing. Kahn in motion. And McMillan avoids a hit in the backfield. He pushes forward for a solid gain of about 4.
Really nice run there by McMillan to bounce off the first contact, spin, and pick up a pretty good gain here as Lansing's offense keeps on chugging and Trumansburg looks back on their heels.
On the carry for Lansing, gain of 4 on the play. 2nd and 6.
2:40 on the clock. 2nd and 6. From Trumansburg's 24-yard line. And a timeout is called by the Lansing Bobcats with 2:18 to go Timeout. Today's game Bobcats. Brought to you by Lansing Market. Value and variety every day at Lansing Market. Lansing for easy grocery shopping, think Lansing Market. And boy, the intensity's picking up in this one as Lansing has finally found its legs here in the second half. 15 unanswered points and a couple of big plays on defense have led to where we are now. Just over 2 minutes to go, and Lansing making their drive to try and tie this game or take the lead.
A true tale of two halves in this game. The first half, it was all Trumansburg. They had their offense rolling after having to feel out this Lansing defense. And then in the second half now, this Lansing team has been the aggressor. Trumansburg just not able to figure out the defense once again. The injury to Aiden Alexander has taken off a little bit of his explosiveness. And ever since then, this Lansing team has been running it right down the middle of this Trumansburg defense.
Second and six. Shotgun formation. Crandall gets the snap. Fakes a handoff to McMillan. Short out route to Kahn. Avoids one tackle. Gets to the left sideline. Going all the way to the end zone. Dives! Touchdown, Lansing! 21-18 as Eric Kahn puts Lansing ahead for the first time tonight with 2:09 to go in the fourth quarter.
Touchdown, Lansing.